Over here in Shulchan Menachem and Shimon Ches is about, can you fulfill your obligation if you hear the Megillah through the telephone? People listening to the telephone, or for that matter, I'm going to assume that the same thing would be any other means, electronic means, that people can listen, and that would include, I guess, virtual videos and things like that. The Rebbe says there is no place to allow for such a thing, reading the Megillah. Now, this was actually debated in those years. This goes back some years ago. There was a rabbi who was actually close with the Rebbe, Rebbe Ephraim Yolis, who wrote that in the Shas Adchak, when a person is depressed, it is no choice, he allowed for that to be listened to through the telephone. Maybe somebody is bedridden, somebody in the hospital, sometimes people can't hear directly. But he allowed it in a way, in a situation which the Shas Adchak. He actually retracted after hearing the Rebbe's response. The Rebbe said no, so he retracted later on and he didn't allow this. But the Rebbe says, the Rebbe explains over here that the reason why you don't fulfill the Megillah with that is because there is a very big change that takes place. It's no longer the voice of the person. It's actually a voice of either a piece of metal, a plastic, or similar things, that the metal brings out the voice through the power of that the person changes the stream of electricity, how much force electricity, and the electricity moves the metal or the plastic, and we don't know exactly what electricity is in essence, but everybody would agree that it's not part of the ear, like what you hear when you speak. The ear, by definition, has a halachic existence, as there's, for example, the halacha doesn't allow to fully cover a light, a lamp that is burning on Shabbos, a fire, I guess because the oxygen is going to, by covering up, there's no more ear, so there's no more oxygen over there, and therefore you will be violating the Shabbos by causing a candle to burn out. The Rebbe in the previous letter wrote that the people who permitted, it appears that those who described to them how the telephone works, they made a mistake, they didn't properly describe it. But, and that's the way they came to that conclusion, that it would be okay. Maybe they took offense to that. The Rebbe said that wasn't the main reason. The main reason is, as the Rebbe says, that it's not the voice of a person at all. And it's not even like we find somebody blowing into a pit where you get an echo. It's even not even an echo. And this would be too difficult to come up and say that the power of a power in such a main kind of a change in the essence, that should take place of the speech. That's something the Rebbe says that doesn't really hold. And therefore, you cannot listen to the Megillah through the telephone or any other means, and you actually have to have somebody reading it for you.